Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Many foreign governments and many U.S. states are halting puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. Protecting children is the trend. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. There are 8 foreign governments and 23 U.S. states that are all trending in the same direction, and more are coming on board all the time because of the research that has been growing over the years with regards to this nonsensical, damaging, and irreversible puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries on minors.
And don't forget, Matt, this is really an industry. It's a money-making industry that's mutilating these children.
The people that are in this industry, doctors that are making a lot of money off of mutilating surgeries and just prescribing puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, the pharmaceutical companies. And there's other people that are ideologically driven by this, certainly Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has added this to their repertoire of dangerous treatments, quote unquote, for people. And in addition to abortion, killing children, they're now sterilizing them by recommending puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, these irreversible treatments that they are now recommending.
Right. And once these children are harmed, they're left alone. They don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah. And so what we find is the United Kingdom, Finland, France, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, now also Belgium has added to that. Those countries, Scotland, they've all moved away from these puberty blockers. They're halting, they're pausing. They are shutting down clinics like the Tavistock Clinic, Gender Identity Development Service, that was promoted by the Tavistock Clinic. Those things are coming to a screeching halt because of Dr. Hillary Cass. She had researched and published a report called the Cass Review, 4-year study, 388-page review of existing published research on the medical model that affirms gender confusion, and finding that it was baseless and that it harms children. And one of the things that we mentioned on a previous program, Holly, and I want to move to the harms that she found, and this is not just in her study, she's reviewing other studies.
Many, many studies, yeah.
Children grow out of this. So children grow out. So without having any intervention, some adult, or sometime when they reach adult, or sometimes when they reach puberty, most of the people who have, I'm talking about the vast, vast majority, they grow out of it by the time they reach puberty or the time they reach adulthood. They, if they have gender confusion, they become comfortable with their birth sex. They grow out of this confusion, this stressor. So the problem that you have is if they're in this few-year time period, say they're an adolescent or they're a minor, now they're having this confusion for whatever reason, and now you start putting them on puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, you have irreversibly damaged someone who otherwise, just give them a few years without any psychological intervention. Certainly psychological intervention would help if it's the proper kind. They're going to grow out of all that confusion.
Absolutely.
Now what you've done to them is you've harmed them.
Forever. For example, a study that was published this year, in fact, in 2024, was conducted by 11 scientists at the Mayo Clinic, found potentially irreversible sterilization linked to puberty blockers. Beginning in 2015, a study involved an analysis of tissue samples from males' testes, and that were the males that were taking puberty blockers, and the scientists found abnormalities in 2 of the 9 patients and suggested that these young males who take puberty blocking drugs are at risk of developing atrophied sex glands that are potentially irreversible. Other studies, not just that, but another study published showed that this suppression lowers the IQ in children Two additional studies from the Netherlands and Amsterdam showed hormone treatments displayed a higher risk for cancer and cardiovascular disease. And you know, these puberty blockers are originally given for men dealing with prostate cancer. So now you're giving them to children to suppress their naturally, you know, God-given hormones, and there's going to be effects of that.
Yeah, and a study from Lenox Hill Hospital in New York, published in a prestigious journal, said that hormone treatments also come with increased risk of ischemic stroke and blood clotting. Mm. So you've got cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, blood clotting, and other things. You've got lower IQ. You've got bone density issues that we didn't mention, but that's part of that as well with the puberty blockers. There's all kinds of stunting of your natural growth of your bones and your hormones, your brain. A lot of things are developing at that age. Your brain doesn't fully develop until you're around 23 or so in your early to mid-20s. So there's a lot of developing that's happening. You're still growing. And of course, we grow throughout our entire life. We change, but here, this is a very critical time of young people's lives, and these drugs, hormones, puberty blockers, are dangerous.
Absolutely. And you know, it's horrific that the Biden administration has been embracing these medical interventions, saying they're medically necessary, safe, and effective. And they're going as far as challenging the state laws that are trying to protect these children from this.
So a doctor from the Netherlands in the 1990s, according to the CAS review, was the first one to use puberty blockers to treat gender confusion, which then developed into international medical guidelines known as the Dutch Protocol. However, in the same month, the university that particular area of the world, researchers published their study. The Dutch Parliament ordered an investigation into the health outcomes of puberty blockers. Puberty blockers, however, do not treat the underlying medical health issues or reduce suicide rates. In fact, it's just the opposite. You know, there's that common argument, well, you have to do this because suicide rates are going to increase if you don't.
That's a lie.
Allow them to identify with whatever they think they should be. And it's absolutely the opposite.
It's a lie.
You have very poor health outcomes when you give this lie to people, and then you give them mutilating surgeries and precede that with these bad drugs.
In fact, it's just the opposite, Matt. Those who go through these procedures, they have a higher percentage of suicide.
Right, because once they realize, you know, they may have a honeymoon period, quote unquote, where they go through this and they think, oh, great, I've just finally done what I need to, everything will be all right. Mm-hmm. And then realize they still have the depression, the anxiety, whatever it is that they had, mm-hmm. the low self-esteem, the body image issue. They still have that. Nothing happened. In fact, it got worse. Why? Because it wasn't treated, number one. Number two, it gets worse because now they realize, oh my goodness, what did I do to my body?
I didn't deal with the root cause.
And then they go back to the same people who mutilated them, drugged them up, and they won't treat them anymore.
No, they don't want to talk to them. Thank Chloe Cole. She went through all of that procedure, had her healthy breast removed, and now she still has issues, and the surgeon don't have anything to do with her.
So Dr. Cass and her report found out that the high rates of minors who were referred to gender-related interventions had some form of childhood trauma, including as high as 67% having suffered some form of abuse, while others had experienced domestic violence, abandonment, or had a parent who struggled with mental illness. Mm. Now, we have known that for many years, working with many of our counselors across the country, challenging these laws that ban Christian counseling. There's a pair of 2021 studies published in Frontiers in Psychology and the National Library of Medicine that found that gender confusion in children arises in association with high rates of unresolved loss and trauma, which are likely to include childhood sexual abuse, physical abuse, and psychological abuse. Holly, we've seen that mm-hmm. with some of the many guests that we have
Absolutely.
Interviewed on this and other programs.
And those who struggle with LGBT, you know, maybe they lived as homosexual or they lived as lesbian for a period of time, that almost always seems to be the root cause, some kind of sexual abuse, primarily in their childhood.
That's exactly right. In 2023, a group of 21 doctors and medical researchers from 9 countries, Finland, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Norway, Belgium, France, Switzerland, South Africa, and the United States, issued a letter stating that these medical interventions do not treat any underlying mental health problems and that counseling and psychotherapy are the preferred approach. This is an amazing scenario of incredible harm to children, and it must stop.
Mm-hmm.
The trend must continue to help protect kids.
And we're grateful to Dr. Cass for doing all this work. This is unbelievable.
So we have this and many other reports and information on Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.